Hello there, sexy. Shit, sorry. I didn't mean to freak you out, sweetheart. It's just me. I figured you could use a break from all these people, so I tipped the photographer $50 to say we were taking more wedding photos. Then I told him to have you meet me in here. Nobody should be looking for us for at least 20 minutes. Your new husband is a genius, I know. Oh, wow. You still look amazing in this dress. Well, I guess if it took three people to put on, then... Damn, babe. Well, I guess now I know this is a good idea. We're gonna have some fun, trust me. But, give me one moment to savor it all. You're my wife now. You are my beautiful and amazing and very sexy wife. Oh, I love the sound of that. What? Am I holding you too tight? Sorry, love. In the back of my mind, this still feels surreal. Like, if I don't hold on, you'll float away. That sounds ridiculous, I know. Really? You think you could actually float away? Maybe I can keep you grounded if I reach, under here? Is this helping? So, which side of the family do you think will embarrass us the most before the night ends? Your aunt is a lovely woman, but she does have a knack for oversharing. Wait, what? No, you cannot ban people from giving toasts. It's too late to become a bridezilla. My family will probably never leave if we don't start physically pushing people towards the door and turning off the lights. We really know how to party. But I think we have more pressing matters in this closet. Kiss me again. Easy, baby. You got me nearly pinned against this wall. This room is only so big. It seems a certain someone is very, shall we say, excited. So am I. But we can't get too rowdy here. We don't want anyone to know what we're doing. Why do you have this devious, hungry look in your eyes, Oh. You want to devour me? Well, have at it, sweetheart. You can have me however you want me. Oh, careful with the tuxedo shirt. People will know something's up if I go back to the reception in a shirt with no buttons. Oh, you don't care about that, do you? Well, neither do I, then. It's uncomfortable anyway. So now what? Oh. I should have known you'd go for the pants next. You are way too good with your hands. No. Don't bother pulling them down. Just reach in and... Yes. Oh, that's amazing. God, we've been waiting so long for this day. Oh, all the planning and rehearsals and money, finally over. A little quicker now. You always seem to know exactly what I want, what I need. Oh, it's almost like our minds are in sync. Do you think you could... Wait, why'd you stop? Yeah, the tuxedo pants are a rental. Oh. Yeah, you're right. We should do our best to keep them clean. Fuck yes. Get on your knees if that's what you want. That's right. Take it all. careful now. Now, do that thing with your tongue where... See? Like I said, always in sync. Whew. This isn't the first time we had fun in a public place, remember? The power went out at that New Year's Eve party. I was looking for candles, then you came up behind me and... Oh, thank goodness it stayed dark for as long as it did. We had to be extra quiet so no one would notice. I'm sure that nobody did. The fireworks weren't just in the sky that night. Oh, I love how you're always up for something spontaneous. You give off this sweet, innocent vibe for family and coworkers. And then when we're alone, the claws come out and my sweet kitten becomes a vixen. Oh, I hope we'll be doing crazy shit like this into our old age. I'm really close now. Remember, keep it all the way in. We need to keep the pants clean and... Oh, yes. Keep doing that. Swallow every drop of it, baby. Just... Oh, that's a good girl. Oh, baby. You are a fucking goddess. Suddenly I'm remembering all the reasons I wanted to marry you in the first place. No, I didn't marry you because of how good you are at that. But it's shaping up to be a definite bonus. Now let me help you up. Here's my sweetheart. I only pulled on your hair for a little bit. It's not messed up. You look perfect as always. Now, I want to see what my beautiful bride is hiding underneath this dress. Yes, I promise I'll leave the garter alone. Let me get my hands up here. I feel something lacy. Oh, lace panties. I guess you had your own plans for the wedding night. How do I get them down and out of the way of this ensemble? Okay, so you put your hands on my shoulders and I just pulled down. Oh, this half just comes off, huh? That's convenient. Now, as for these panties, there they go. Just lift this part up and... Damn. Why do you even wear panties when you look this good without them, hmm? I'm the luckiest man in the world. I can't believe this is mine for the rest of my life. And since it is, I'm going to properly... break it in. Spread your legs a little more for me. It's okay. You can hold onto the shelf for me if you want. Whatever makes you most comfortable, love. So I'm going to rub my palm right here. On the outside, which will stimulate your G-spot on the inside. Then I'm going to use this hand to rub your little clit. It sounds odd, but you'll enjoy this, trust me. Here we go. That's it. Just lean up against the shelf. Now, let me feel... Damn. Already wet, I see. I love how turned on you get when you're taking care of me. You don't know how badly I wanted to sneak into your apartment last night, crawl into your bed, and have you wake up to me between your thighs, teasing you with my tongue. Yeah, I know your mom and sister were there sleeping on the couch. That's the only reason I stayed at my place. That took a lot of self-control. Oh, fuck. You're so hot. Do you feel it, sweetheart? My palm pressing deep against you. My finger gently flicking your clit. By the sounds you're making, I know you're really enjoying this. Don't think I didn't notice all those looks you were giving me at the ceremony, either. You knew what you were doing. Teasing me. Making me sweat. That's why I couldn't wait until tonight. My hands needed to be all over your pussy. Right now. Oh, you can moan louder if you want. We're far enough away from the reception hall. The music is too loud for anyone to hear us. That's it. Oh, you sound so sexy when you moan for me. Sweetheart, my finger's soaked already. Let's switch things up a little, huh? I want you to be ready for me later tonight, so I'm going to keep rubbing you with my palm, but I'm putting my other finger inside you. Just take a deep breath, and we're in. I'm going to just move my finger around a little, and oh, you like that, don't you? That's good. Yep. Grab onto my shoulder. You're going to need the leverage. Yeah, that's great. Oh, you're enjoying the one finger, but how about a second one? Yes? There we go. Perfect, sweetheart. Keep moaning. I'll be as loud as you want. I don't care if someone walks past and hears us. You're mine now. I want everyone to know what I'm doing to you. That's it. Oh, shit. Give me a second here. Now I'm fine. My hand's just starting to cramp a little. So what if I use another part of my body to give you pleasure, huh? You choose. Do you want my cock? Or do you want my tongue? Okay, beautiful. Let me get down there and work my magic. Oh, you taste amazing. I love you so much. I'm gonna be eating this pussy for the rest of my life. Say it. Tell me you're gonna be eating this pussy for the rest of your life. That's a good girl. Tell me, who does it belong to? That's right. Oh, this pussy is mine, and it'll always be mine. You're pulling on my hair a little hard. No, it's okay. Are you close? I can feel it. Good. Relax, and then come for me, love. Just concentrate on my tongue, licking you, my palm massaging you. I'm gonna go a little faster, okay? That's it. Go ahead, sweetheart. Go ahead. Purr for me, kitten. There it is. That's it. Right out the waves. Come back down to me. Oh, shh. No. You're fine, baby. You're fine, baby. I'm holding you. You won't fall. Now, carefully come down here and sit on my lap. My wife. So, How was your first orgasm as a married woman, hmm? Pretty damn good, huh? Well, I enjoy giving as much as receiving. And you'll get that every night for the rest of our lives if you want it. Plus, much more. Thanks for having this little adventure with me. Give me your hand, sweetheart. Because I'm trying to do something romantic. Just give them. Thank you. Okay. I know I didn't put this part in my vows, but I still wanted to say it. Whenever you frown, I want to be the one that makes you smile. Whenever you cry, I want to make you laugh. And whenever you doubt yourself, I want to be the one that supports you and motivates you. I want to be a lover, partner, and best friend that fulfills your needs, protects you from harm, and cradles your heart next to mine to keep it safe. I love you. What's wrong? Sweetheart, look at me. Are you... Oh, damn. I didn't mean for you to cry. Okay. I admit I did cry during the ceremony, but... Yes. I know they're happy tears. But I still don't want you to cry. You can't mess up your pretty makeup. Here, let me try to fix it without smudging it. Okay, yeah, there we go. Perfect. One day, in the future, when you watch our children get married, I want you to remember how grateful I'll be every day that you said yes to me. Our lives won't always be perfect. Sometimes, I'll be stubborn, uncooperative, or just plain annoying, but through all of that, you should know how much I love you, even when I'm not acting very loving. I know this might be getting a bit cheesy for your liking, but I just needed you to know that, okay? We should probably get going back before anyone notices how long we've been gone. I'll help you get this flowing skirt thing back on, yeah? Here, step back into this. There we go. All right, we should go clean up a little before we go back to the reception. I look a bit, disheveled at the moment. You're right. I probably should have taken my glasses off. I guess I got a little cut up in the moment. Here, I'll get the door. After you, my beautiful bride. And don't worry. I've got very big plans for our wedding night. Nothing we just did will even come close, trust me. This is just a preview.